This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Again, the telephone number right here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you haven't been to the website yet, definitely want to check out Class Financial's website. It is classfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic resource to learn more about Class Financial. Also get caught up on previous shows' podcasts. Again, all that information up online at classfinancial.com. Also, if you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, you'll see an envelope that says Stay Current. You can subscribe there to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. I've been subscribed for a couple of years now. It's really nice. It gives you a little snapshot of what's been going on in the market. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that at classfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. And again, their number, 442-5637. And joining us this morning from Class Financial are our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing well, CJ. Great to talk with you. Malia, how are you this week?
Excellent. We're happy to be here this morning.
Happy to have you guys along. And we've got a fun conversation ahead. We are going to talk about four letters that are just amazing. Four letters, which are F-R-E-E. Free. We're going to talk about that word and some ideas on how that can work when it comes to retirement planning. So it's going to be a very informative, a lot of fun as well coming up on the program. A couple of things to keep in mind as well as we talk with CJ and Malia. I mentioned, of course, the website and the telephone number. Another great thing is all the great information you get while you listen to the program, but also an opportunity to use that information kind of like a pop quiz at the end of the program. It's the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing one again this week. You'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to IHOP, of course, courtesy of our friends at Kloss Financial. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. But again, typically both the question and the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program, which is a huge advantage when it comes to getting in and trying to win that gift card. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about some things for retirement when it comes to that word free, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week. Not only review the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so thanks everyone who listened last week. Our conversation really was about, you know, how long are you actually going to end up working before you retire? And so there's some question for a lot of people. They think they're going to work till eternity, and the reality is many people don't. So the question fell in line with that. According to U.S. Department of Labor, how many Americans over the age of 65 are actually employed? So we did a multiple choice. Was it 1 in 5 Americans or 3 in 5 Americans? And our winner last week, congratulations to them, correctly answered 1 in 5 Americans. So people are tending to retire sooner than they think. And so for all of you listeners who are thinking about your own retirements, we want to make sure that you're prepared to do that in the event life changes. And that's what we talk about every week here is how life changes sometimes, and we can't predict that. So thanks everyone for listening. Listen carefully today for an opportunity to win today's prize.
And of course, don't forget, if you missed last week's program, you can always check it out at KlossFinancial.com. The podcasts are right there online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial's office, their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. So today we are going to be talking about the free word and having it in your vocabulary. And I know you guys have a lot of ideas where that can work into retirement planning, don't you?
Ah, yes, the word free. As a matter of fact, I'm sure those who are listening right now, there's distinct physical and mental responses to this word free. If you've ever heard a politician say, it'll be free. Oh, boy. Of course, the first thing that I think when I hear that, I go, oh, free to who? Who's going to pay for it, right? And yet, there's this other sense about the word free. If anybody's ever heard the phrase, the best things in life are free. Right? There's some truth to that. Like, I can freely go to the ocean, right? And stand and look out on the ocean. I can freely look up in the sky and you know, view God's creation. There's all kinds of things in life that truly are free. And some of those are the best things in life. And yet most of us know and have this sometimes a cynical response to, yeah, but who's paying for these things or who created these things? But with those connotations or you know, preconceived notions set to the side, we're going to talk to you about some things as it relates to your finances that truly are free, that will help you kind of move towards financial independence and financial education. So let's give you some examples of things that truly are free. Number one, free money. And this has to do with adding money to your retirement plan when your employer gives you a match. That is truly free money. And people go, yeah, but it locks me into working at that company. No, it doesn't. No. No, typically those matches, depending upon how they're doing the match, might have a vesting schedule tied to it, which if a vesting schedule is tied, it's still free money that you might get if you stay there long enough. And if you don't stay there long enough, who cares? Then you just walk away with your own money and maybe a portion of theirs. But the long and the short of it is really free money when you receive matching or safe harbor or profit sharing contributions from your employer into your retirement plan. If you fail to contribute to your retirement plan, you may be giving up an opportunity to receive the employer's matching amount. So again, this is your future retirement we're talking about. So no one should complain about receiving free money from their employer.
CJ, could you just point, CJ?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Could you just point out the fact that what we've heard over the years is about people who maybe the employer match actually stopped, and then we actually see people decide to stop contributing too, which never makes sense, does it?
Great point, Malia. So you should be saving for your future because it's the right thing to do. You should doubly be wanting to save for your future if the employer offers a match, because that's free money. But Malia's correct. Sometimes we emphasize this free so much that people go, oh, my employer stopped the match, so I'm not contributing anymore because I don't get the free money anymore. And it is at that moment we go, dope, maybe we oversold the whole free thing. So yes, you should be saving for your future because you need to have money set aside for your future. It is your future, by the way, not your employer's. But if they're offering a match, you should kind of like even doubly or triply want to go after that because it is free money. But great point, Malia. If they stop contributing or stop matching, that does not mean you should stop. The second area of free that we run across is going to ssa.gov to understand your Social Security benefit. Now, don't misunderstand what I just said. Social Security is not free. As a matter of fact, look at your pay stub and you're going to see a FICA withholding, which is Social Security and Medicare. Not to mention that your employer pays the other side of FICA on your behalf. So contributing to Social Security is certainly not free. It takes a good portion of your income over a working American's lifetime. However, being able to gain access to and understand and educate yourself about that Social Security benefit is free. Just go to ssa.gov. There's a link there for My Social Security Benefit. You have to establish a login. It'll show you your earnings history. It'll give you education on when you can pull, all kinds of different things. If you've listened to our show, Money in Motion, for very long, you have heard us talk a lot about Social Security and the ssa.gov website. So if you haven't done it yet, go set up a login to view your future benefit.
321-1310, 321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ Clausen, Malia Cuevas, love to get you on the air right now. There's other tools out there. You mentioned online tools. There's other tools out there, CJ, as well, folks can be using that that are free to them, aren't there?
There is. So another free online tool is you're getting access to your credit report. So you can sign up for creditkarma.com or annualcreditreport.com. And just remember that the federal law allows you to get a free copy of your credit report every 12 months from each credit reporting company. Now, I'm sorry, I'm Malia. In the show notes, it says some people don't think things in life are free. I'm one of those people. I think everything tends to have a cost to it.
But
I know. So take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, having a credit score in and of itself means that you have debt, right? You can't have a credit score if you don't have debt. And therefore, there is a cost to you having that debt, which is why you can get a free report of the amount of debt that you have. Now, with that being said, it is a free credit report. You should be doing this throughout your life because most human beings are going to need some ability to take on credit or take on debt throughout their lives. And so if you're one of those human beings, you should have a way of tracking that. So Malia and I are huge fans of people going to creditkarma.com. They have a free tool to show you like what your score is, what all of your debts are, and you can go in there and update it about once a week to see what that how that score is being impacted. And then you can get a full credit report through annualcreditreport.com. And just remember, these you can get this free copy every 12 months, and it's from each of the credit reporting agencies, which is TransUnion, Equifax, and Experience. Those are the three credit reporting agencies. But by doing this, it's going to let you keep track of things, make sure there's no fraud happening on your credit, and to understand what the interest rates are that are tied to those credit scores. So we really do encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, consider going to one of those websites and getting signed up.
Really good stuff this morning from CJ Klassen, Malia Cuevas, talking about some free options when it comes to ideas for retirement planning. If you've got a question, maybe you're wondering about some of those websites. Maybe you are wondering. I know we talked a couple of weeks ago about Social Security. We got a ton of calls. If you've got any of those type of questions, now is time to talk with our retirement planning professionals from Klassen Financial. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Klassen, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klassen Financial, the website klassfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klassen Financial. It is complimentary to you. The telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk taxes. And the word free, taxes free. There is an aspect there that that could be free. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Klassen Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klassen Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Cell phone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310 to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klassen Financial. Don't forget you can learn more about Klassen Financial online, their website, klassfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about the separate divisions of Klassen Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter online. You can also submit a question to be answered in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. All of that online. The telephone number for Klassen Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment. It is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing at Klassen Financial for that initial appointment. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call. 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Speaking of things at no cost, we are talking this morning about some ideas that work when it comes to retirement planning that are free. And we left off talking about things like credit and, of course, credit reporting and things like checking on your Social Security with the SSA.gov website. What about filing taxes? I hear a lot of talk about that. Is that really the case? Are there services out there that are free for filing taxes?
Yeah, so there actually are. And I know a lot of people are like, thank you very much, Malia and CJ. I already filed my taxes. Would have been good to know this beforehand. We did mention it earlier this year. But again, we like to plant seeds. So maybe this is something to keep in mind for next year. Of course, the tax season got extended to May 15th this year. Normally, of course, it ends on April 15th. But, you know, this is something to keep in mind. Maybe it's not even for yourself. Maybe it's for your mother or father whose income is not as high because there are some income limitations. But what is out there is something called free tax filing. It's called IRS Free File, and they do provide free online tax preparation through partner sites. So what they have is tax preparation companies, H&R Block, and several others that work with them, and they provide that service at no cost to qualifying taxpayers. So if your adjusted gross income or your AGI is $72,000 or less this year, you can could qualify for these free file partner offers. So that's just something important to know. Filing taxes by someone who knows what they're doing is always a good idea. I'm just going to stress that, because we do hear many organizations that offer free income tax prep through maybe AARP, through Goodwill. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance programs are through many different organizations, and that can work for people who have fairly simple returns. I will say this, I have to agree with CJ, that sometimes when we do things that are free, or perhaps with people that are good at tax prepping, but they're not necessarily CPAs and they don't know all the different areas that you, perhaps you could be saving money with your taxes. If you end up having to refile an amended tax return because you were trying to do something, you know, the simple way, the free way, sometimes that comes to bite you. So you want to be careful. But these organizations do offer assistance. And again, this might not be for you, but might be for a loved one. So just keep that in mind. The IRS also does provide free file fillable forms, and that's for everybody. There's no income limitations on getting those forms. If you're still a self-doer and you're perhaps using some of the programs out there that you can purchase, then you could also utilize some of these fillable forms if those aren't within those programs. So just know that there is help out there. Our fifth item that we consider free is that we would encourage people to seek out to have a friendly intro chat for free with a financial planner. So we offer this as a firm, and I'm sure there's many other financial planning places out there that do as well for retirement. Of course, you're not going to get all your financial questions addressed in that single meeting, but the consultation will allow you to perhaps focus on your goals and really maybe take a snapshot as to how you have organized your retirement finances thus far, and then give you an idea of what that financial professional could perhaps offer you in the way of services and how they're going to get you through retirement and well beyond. So it's a really important, intro chat just to see if there's some similar ideas on how we can find a way for you to navigate. And I think, you know, again, the word free, even if you're really happy where you're at, it never hurts to get a second opinion. So we would just suggest you put that in your, you know, maybe things to do in the next year. And then finally, consider being debt free. You know, we talk about this a lot on this show. In fact, maybe a little too much, but this is our goal for our clients as they get closer to retirement, is consider being debt free. So what we would say is that once you get there, if you have no debt or no huge debt, fixed debt, you're going to have all the options available to you in retirement. And I think the biggest one right there is we don't have as much stress. If we know we're living within our means and we don't have a large mortgage or, you know, excessive credit card debt, huge car loans, it just gives us peace of mind knowing that we're just paying for our everyday living. And for most people, their Social Security benefits can take care of, you know, a good majority of that. So we would just suggest, as you can, take the time to plan out how to eradicate that debt sooner than later, and that will really help you.
You never hear it from anybody that says, gosh, I wish I had more debt.
No, you don't.
One thing, too, is as we're talking about some of these free options, I know there's technology out there and some other things people are using. And a lot of this, you know, we talk financial planning, and of course, we talk about planning for retirement. Is there some great technology out there as well for setting things like a budget, isn't there, Malia?
Right. Yeah, and those are free. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, it's funny. We use the word free and the word budget at the same time. So there's free budget apps. And so if you're looking for budget advice online, the nerdwallet.com can give you a great list of ones that they recommend for 2021. And that will help you create, because some people have never honestly created even a budget in their life. It allows you to do that. And it gives you the snapshot of where your money's actually going. So the word budget is not a bad word. And a free app is not a bad word either. Now, of course, with every app, you have to be careful. You have to make sure that if you want to extend services or add, you know, multiple accounts, then there's probably going to be some costs. So you want to be careful with that. But according to nerdwallet.com, currently they recommend Pocket Guard as being one of those great ones for simplified budgeting. Mint, we've had that for quite a long time for budgeting and credit monitoring. There's YNAB and Every Dollar for zero-based budgeting. There's Good Budget, and this is a funny one because they look at shared envelope budgeting, which many people have grew up with that as kids, that you put so much money in each envelope and that represents where that money is going to go to. And then my favorite on this list is actually Honeydew for budgeting with your partner. So again, you know, try them out, see which one works for you. And you know, the best budgeting advice I can give you all is make sure you find something that works in conjunction with the way in which your family operates. Because if you're the only one concerned about a budget and your spouse, and I'm not pointing out my husband at this point, but if your spouse is not on board, then there's going to be some issues. And we actually deal with that a lot with our clients where they're just not jiving. If you're both focused on the same goal and you both are able to use some technology to help you, then you're going to go a lot further and reach those goals a lot sooner than one person who's spending and the other one who's always saving. This really can help a household and keep you all happy together.
Really good tools there. Really good perspective as well. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison. Don't forget that first appointment. It is free. It's complimentary. 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. We will do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We will also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you as an individual, or they can help you also if you're an employer. Some great divisions and great information up on the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up in just a moment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. But first, let's head on over. I love saying head on over when it comes to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Got a great question from Carrie this week. She says, I'm currently retired and receiving a $2,500 tax refund. Received a $2,500 cash refund this year. I was happy to have received a refund versus having to pay additional taxes, but my financial advisor has explained to me that it is better to have a much smaller refund than a larger one. Why would that be the case?
Ah, Carrie, I think your financial advisor is onto something here. First things first, thank you for the question, as always, Carrie. But we don't know your overall financial or tax situation, so I can't speak to it authoritatively. But based upon what you outlined here, it is likely that your advisor is telling you the truth. Now, it is possible that the refund was caused by a stimulus payment that you had yet to receive, or possibly that you may have more income taxes withheld than necessary on something like a pension, Social Security, retirement accounts, or even just on your W-2 pay. But in general, Carrie, we, like your financial advisor, don't like seeing huge refunds. It means that we planned poorly throughout the year. However, I just want to encourage everybody listening here. There's this weird thing that the IRS does, and we're talking about free things today, but there's one thing the IRS will never give you, which is anything free. And what happens is if you owe more than about, I think it's like $2,000, $2,500, if you owe more than that for a couple of successive years, the IRS will start to penalize you for under withholding, or known as underpaying them throughout the year. However, Carrie, if the opposite is true and you get a $2,500 refund or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 in refunds for a couple of years, they won't pay you interest on that, right? So said another way, you get penalized for under withholding, but you get no benefit for over withholding. And therefore, our encouragement would be you should try to avoid doing either of those. I think your advisor is right here. You should try to get as close to net zero as possible. However, net zero is impossible. I mean, not realistically, but practically speaking, it's darn near impossible to get to a net zero. But your goal with your advisor, with your accountant, with your CPA should be to do your best to plan accordingly to get to a net zero. Now, Carrie, I don't know your age, if you're in retirement, but I will say one other thing about this. Often, people are used to filing quarterly income taxes if they own a business, if they have their own business, or even if they have irregular income. When you get into retirement and your income sources become consistent, so they're not as fluctuating or volatile as they were when you were working, we would suggest that you move away from having to file quarterlies and instead just move towards more standard withholdings from your retirement income sources. So one other little nugget there, Carrie, I don't know if it applies to you or not, but generally, once you're in retirement and income is no longer volatile, you can move away from filing quarterlies and instead just have it withheld right from the source.
Great question. Don't forget, you too can submit a question to be answered here in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Just head on over to the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can submit a question there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online, as well as learn more about Klaas Financial. Again, that website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You don't want to lose that phone number. You want to hold on to it because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Name at least one of the three credit reporting agencies from where you can receive a free credit report annually from. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller to the Klaas Financial Office here in Madison with the correct answer will get a $25 gift card to IHOP. Again, don't forget that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. News is next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial. Money, 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 money.